Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
We speak about the midah of emunah, so there's many, many different facets to it. I want to speak about the actual midah, the character of one's mental position when he has emunah. Emunah means you're making yourself vulnerable. You're putting yourself into someone else's hands. You're entrusting yourself, your well-being, your security, not in yourself. It's uncomfortable. It can be painful. It can be nerve-wracking. It can cause anxiety. But that's really what the midah is about. Now, there are religions out there in the world that have something called blind faith. And it used to be in the dictionary, when it would say faith, it would say, for example, the Christian faith. And the reason why it was the Christian faith that was blind faith was because there was nothing substantial to back it. There was no reason, factually, to have any faith in it going forward. There was nothing in its foundation to prove its past record. We don't believe in blind faith. We believe in making ourselves somewhat vulnerable from our own vantage point. I'm not relying on my own energy. I'm not relying on my own successes. But I will take someone else's past success, past love, past ability. After Horeis Zoladas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael his previous care, concern, power, his involvement in this world, and based on past performance, you can then go and say, I'm willing to bank on the future. I'm willing to make myself vulnerable from my own perspective. I'm not relying on myself, but truthfully, it's not vulnerable at all. Our own abilities are much more vulnerable than our Kaddish Baruch Hu's. But emunah means to say, I am not in control. I'm relying on one that has a lot of good performance in the past, and he will control my future.